Basser, who's previously worked for the Israeli Defense Forces, says they try to protect civilians.
Not even one target of all the targets we have attacked in these last 3 weeks. It's been close to 10,000 targets, and none of them has been identified as a wrong target. All of them are military targets that we are checking before we attack them.
But meanwhile, police say as many as 100,000 could be at a pro-Palestinian rally in London this afternoon. Two men have been arrested for separate offences. Police in the US state of Maine say they twice cleared a recycling centre in their hunt for a mass shooting suspect before his body was found there last night. It's thought Robert Card killed 18 people in the city of Lewiston. The state's safety commissioner Mike Sourcechuk says the 40-year-old was discovered inside a trailer.
This isn't tractor trailer style. You know, you picture that 18-wheeler. This is what a trailer would look like. A box trailer is where he was located, right in the back of that. Some of those trailers are locked. Some of those trailers aren't.
A teenage girl who human rights campaigners say was attacked by Iran's morality police for not wearing a headscarf has died. Authorities say this 16-year-old's injuries were caused by a pre-existing medical condition. On to sport. Bournemouth have been looking to win for the first time this season. They're taking on Burnley, I should say. Live now to Ryan Bromelow.
Bournemouth 2, Burnley 1. If ever a goal deserved to win a game, it would be audacious, mesmerising from Philip Billing. But off his line and barely inside the decided to dink it over the Clarence keeper. It's winning the campaign, and more impressively, they came from behind. Former 2, barely 1.
And Arsenal thrash Sheffield United 5-0. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic drew 0-0 at Hibs. That's the latest. I'm Daryl Jackson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, you'll see that it's still light outside, but make the most of it because, of course, the clocks go back tonight. So this is the last light evening for quite a few months. It's been a lovely day, actually, in the sunshine. Very warm, 15 degrees we got up to at one point. It's going to drop to 9. Should be in our local area, should be staying dry. And tomorrow, also, a dry start with some sunshine, a few clouds in between. But it's looking dry, fairly good. Don't forget those clocks to go back tomorrow. Good news for me, I'm up at 5 in the morning, so I'm going to enjoy that extra hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, into the third and final hour of the Phoenix Sports Show with me, Andy Gardner. Sitting in for John Chubb, who hopefully will be back here next week. Shortly, we'll be keeping a check on my tip in that horse racing meeting at Chelmsford, just down the road, 5 p.m. It's getting off in a moment. Jailbird is my tip. My first one, first tip at Cheltenham, came in 15th of 20 horses. So let's see if I can do any better in a shorter race card in that 5 p.m. one. But before that, we go through some football four times in the Premier League. Earlier on, Brentford got a great win at Stamford Bridge for the second season running. Chelsea 0, Brentford 2. Arsenal have gone second with a thumping 5-0 win over Sheffield United. Eddie Nketiah with a hat-trick there. And AFC Bournemouth, really a badly needed win for them. 2-1 against Burnley. They were behind early on. Wolverhampton Wanderers against Newcastle kicks off in about half an hour. In the Premiership, leaders Celtic have been held 0-0 at Easter Road. Hibs 0, Celtic 0. Livingston 0, Dundee 2. Motherwell 3, Ross County 3, St Mirren 4, St Johnstone 0. In the Championship, the two early games, Leeds 4, Huddersfield Town 1. All of those goals coming in the first half for Leeds. Southampton 3, Birmingham 1. That's third match, third loss in a row for new manager Wayne Rooney. And these are the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Blackburn 0, Swansea 1. Cardiff 2, Bristol City 0. Hull City 1, Preston 0. Ipswich 3, Plymouth 2. They will stay second. Middlesbrough nil. They're on a great one, but they've been beaten today. Middlesbrough nil, Stoke 2. Queen's Park Rangers really struggling, 1. Leicester, the leaders, 2. Sunderland 3, Norwich 1, and Watford 2, Millwall 2. In League 1, it finished Barnsley 2, Fleetwood 2. Game of the day was Blackpool. Threatened a comeback. They were 3 down. They came back to 3-2 with 10 men, but it's finished Blackpool 2, Peterborough United 4. Bristol Rovers 2, Northampton 1. Burton Albion 0, Leighton Orient 0. Cambridge 1, Carlisle United 0. Charlton 0, Bolton Wanderers 2. Exeter 1, Lincoln 1. Oxford 2, Wickham 2. Port Vale 1, struggling Cheltenham Town 2. That's a coupon buster if ever there was one. Reading 2, Portsmouth the leaders 3. They were 2 down early on, but showing their credentials there with to stay unbeaten there, Portsmouth at the top. Stevenage 3, Derby 1. Wigan 2, Shrewsbury Town 0. In League 2, it's finished Accrington Stanley 0, Colchester United 1, their second win of the week under temporary manager Matty Etherington. Barrow 0, Salford 0, Doncaster Rovers 1, Grimsby Town 0, Forest Green Rovers 2, Crawley 1, Gillingham 0, Newport 2, Harrogate 0, Crewe 1, Mansfield 2, still unbeaten, Mansfield 2, Walsall 1, MK Dons 3, Swindon 2, Morecambe 4, AFC Wimbledon 1, Notts County 0, Wrexham 2, Stockport 2, Tranmere 0, Stockport will stay top. Sutton 2, Bradford City 1. In the National League, it's finished Boreham Wood 1, Southend United 1. Dorking 2, Aldershot 1. Late winner for the Daggers, Ebbsfleet 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Gateshead 0, AFC Fylde 4. Hartlepool 2, Rochdale 3. Kidderminster 1, Chesterfield the leaders 3, stay top. Maidenhead 3, Eastleigh 2. Oldham 2, Altrincham 2, Oxford City 0, Barnet 2, staying close on the heels of Chesterfield there. Solihull Moors will stay third, 1, Wealdstone 0, Woking 0, Bromley 1. Evening kick-off between York City and FC Halifax Town. National League North, Alfreton Town 2, Farsley Celtic 0, Boston 1, Gloucester 0, Brackley Town 1, South Shields 1, Buxton 2, Rushall Olympic 2, Chorley 1, Hereford 2, Curzon 0, Chester 1, Darlington 1, Spennymoor Town 2, Kingsley Town 1, Blyth Spartans 1, Scunthorpe United 6, Bishop Stortford 1, Southport 0, Banbury 1, Tamworth 2, Scarborough 0, Warrington 0, Peterborough Sports 1, National League South, Bath City 0, Worthing 2, Chelmsford 0, Taunton 0, Eastbourne Borough 3, Slough Town 3, Farnborough 4, Dover Athletic 0, Hampton and Richmond 3, Torquay 1, Havant to Louisville 1, Weymouth 1, Hemel Hempstead 2, Dartford 1, St Albans 0, Averley 1, Truro 1, Tunbridge Angels 2, Welling 0, Chippenham 0, Western Supermare 1, Maidstone 1, Yeovil Town 2, Braintree 0. We'll tackle all the FA trophies shortly because some of those are going to penalty shootouts. Now, what about these Scottish Cup second round ties? Let's see if we can find any shocks here, like we had Darvel last year. Beath 1, Broomhill 3, Albion 2, St Andrews 1, Brigg one, the Spartans 2, there's your first shock. Civil Service Strollers, Neil Stranraer 3, Cummock 2, Turriff 1, Deveron Vale, Neil Broxburn 1, Dumbarton, this is a latest, apparently they've played 17 minutes of injury time in this one, still going on. Dumbarton 3, Banksia D 2, Dunbar 1, East Fife 0, Former Tyne 3, Clydebank 2, Forest Mechanics 0, Bucky Thistle 1. These ones go to extra time, by the way, if they're level. Fraserburgh 1, Bonnyrigg Rose 2. That one is half time in extra time. As is Huntley 1, Forfar 3. Jeanfield Swifts 6, Elgin City 0. It's a shock there. Kilwinning Rangers 0, Keldonbeath 1. Peterhead 3, Clacknacuddin 1. Pollock 5, Gala Ferradine Rovers 2, Stenhouse Muir 0, Brora Rangers 2, there's another shock, Tranent 7, East Kilbride 0. In the Scottish Championship, just three games today, leaders Dundee United won 6-0 last night, and the Raith Rovers will stay second, they have beaten Dunfermline 1-0. Also we've got Ayr United 0, Greenock Morton 1, Inverness 1, Airdrie 0. In Scots League 1, Edinburgh City 3, Annan Athletic 2, Falkirk 3, Alloa 0, Kelty Hearts 1, Stirling Albion 0, Queen of the South 0, Cove Rangers 1, Montrose Hamilton 5:30 kickoff. And we're going to be hearing from Jack Patmore from New Lodge very shortly. But his, I mentioned it earlier, Duran Duran have got a new album out. It is a covers album. And this track is from, it's from the Phoenix A-list as well. This is called Black Moonlight.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles.
Duran there, Black Moonlight. Now, some breaking news for you today. Unusually, for a Saturday afternoon, it's El Clasico time. And we've had a last-minute winner in that fixture. It's finished Barcelona 1, Real Madrid 2. And yes, it was the man of the moment again, Jude Bellingham, scoring both goals for Real Madrid. They were one down at half-time. They've come back, two goals for Bellingham, and the winner coming in the 92nd minute. So dramatic stuff there. And in the Bundesliga, if you're following the fortunes of Harry Kane, what a win today for Bayern Munich. They have beaten, more than beaten, Darmstadt 98, 8-0. There was three red cards in that game, all in the first half. And Harry Kane has helped himself to a hat-trick in that game, all in the second half. So 8-0, 3 for Kane, 2 for Sane. So a great day there for the Harry Kane led by Munich. Now it's time for this. Coming up after me, we've got Mandy Cullen.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here. And if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough. And all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8pm for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
When you're a boy.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, we are going to give you some more scores now. And first of all, we're going to flash through the results from the Essex Senior League. Athletic Newham 0, Sawbridge with 2. Barking 0, Housted Town 6. A couple of real big away wins here. Coggeshall Town 2, Romford 7. Great, the game of the day here, Great Wakering 2, Stanway 0. Actually, the game of the day, this was the one. Holbridge 0, Tilbury 2, both teams relegated last year from the Isthmian League North, but having good seasons. This, Little Oakley 2, Buckersthill 0, Sporting Bengal 0, Frenford 3, Takeley 1, White Ensign 1, West Essex 5, managerless Ilford 0. West Essex will stay second. Woodford Town, the leaders, 1, also by 5 goals to 0 last night. Now we are going to go through, we're still waiting from Jack Patmore from New Lodge, and while we wait for that to come through, we're going to go through the FA Trophy four times. Now I held fire on these because if they finish level they go to a penalty shootout, so we've now got the complete list. So here we go. First round FA Trophy. AFC Totten and Merthyr Town. That one was postponed. They'll try again on Tuesday. Old Church 0, Colville Town 1. Billericay Town 5, Bury Town 0. We hear from Jack about that. We had 2 goals there from Stevenson. Bognor Regis and Gosport was another one that fell victim to the weather. Chatham Town 0, Cray Valley 2, City of Liverpool 1, Stamford 0, Cray Wanderers 3, Chesham 3, and Cray came through that one 5-3 on penalties. Dulwich Hamlet 0, Lewis 2, FC United of Manchester 2, Radcliffe 2, and Radcliffe came through that one 5-4 on penalties. Harborough Town 0, Avro 0. We're still waiting for that shootout result. This is a good one, one of the shocks of the day. Haringey Borough 1, Redbridge 2. Harrow Borough 1, Beaconsfield Town 2. Hendon 2, Walton and Hersham 1. Hightown Ramsgate postponed. Larkhall 1, Horsham 2. Macclesfield 4, Hales Owen Town 1. Nantwich 0, Stratford Town 0. Nantwich 1, 4-2 on penalties. North Ferriby 0, Matlock Town 3. Nuneaton Borough 2, Hyde United 0. Pooltown Bracknell postponed. Potters Bar Town 0, Leeston 1. Redditch United 3, Ashton United 0. South Park Reigate 2, Leighton Town 1. St Ives Town 3, Marine 1. Stafford Rangers 5, Corn 3. Stourbridge 5, Bamberbridge 1. Swindon Supermarine 0, Basingstoke Town 3. Walsall Wood, that's another one. We're still waiting for the penalty shootout result. Finished 1-1 between Walsall Wood and Guiseley. Westfield 1, Hungerford Town 3. And Worksop Town 0, Michelover 5. And hopefully we'll hear from Jack Patmore after this. This is an oldie from Rainbow, All Night Long.
Girl,
time to keep a check out on my horse racing tip. My second one of the day. Get ready to count my winnings here. There comes the result from the 5 o'clock at Chelmsford. And it was won by Almirada Prince. The 4-1 shot. My tip, Jailbird, came in 11th of 12. It was a 40-1 outsider, though. I'll get one of these days. Right, coming up, we're still waiting for Jack Patmore. He must be very busy there. And we're going to go through some tables. And we're going to start, actually, with the Isthmian League North. I've not given the full times out of these. Yep, here we go. Boas and Pitsy nil, Brentwood Town 2. That's a great win for Brentwood on the road. First win under new manager Keith Rowland, and it takes them up to 8th place. Only one win outside the playoffs now. Galston 4, Witham Town 0. All four goals there from Louis Johnson. Grays Athletic 0, Felixstowe and Walton United 3. And they stay clear at the top. Lowestoft, the team in second, didn't play today. Heybridge Swifts 1, Walthamstow 1, so Heybridge stay third. Ipswich Wanderers 2, New Salamis 0, Morden and Tiptree 5, Stowmarket 1, Wroxham 3, Brightling Sea Regent 2. As a result of that, actually the bottom four teams all lost quite comprehensively. That's from 16th, Witham, New Salamis, Grays Athletic, Stowmarket. Grays and Stowmarket are both in the playoffs last year, but really struggling this season. Right, it's time to do the final time this week.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, we will start on the trains, as I have been all afternoon. If you are going to London from outside the area, you've got to get a replacement bus, I'm afraid, because you can only get as far as Witham. You have to get a replacement bus to taking you to Billericay, where you can catch a train. Same if you're from Chelmsford, you have to catch a replacement bus to Shenfield. And also on C2C, there's no train serving Liverpool Street, going via Fenchurch Street. And this bus is replacing trains via Leyndon on the C2C between Upminster and Pitsea. Northern Line, I mentioned this earlier, Kentish Town Station is closed. That's the long-term issue there. Rebuilding work on the District Line as well. There's no service between Earls Court and on the lines for Ealing Broadway, Richmond, Kensington, Olympia. On the roads, I mentioned this earlier, it's quite heavy around Shenfield, around the Shenfield Station area. It is quite heavy there. Because of the influx of replacement buses, so give yourself extra time there. The on the roads, the A138 both ways closed, and delays are due all weekend until the early hours of Monday morning from the A12 junction 19 Boreham interchange to the Toby Carvery roundabout New Duke's Way. Congestion is around to the A114 Essex Yeomanry Way and the A130 Nabbots Farm roundabout as the traffic diverts. And the A114 that I mentioned, Great Baddow Bypass in Chelmsford, queuing traffic inbound at the dreaded Army and Navy roundabout, taking 10 minutes to get through there. That's about it. That is all your travel for the evening. You're the best thing from the Style Council. Now, you might remember me mentioning Harry Kane scored a hat-trick today for Bayern Munich in that 8-0 thrashing of Darmstadt 98. Well, I've just been hearing that one of the goals was scored from Bayern's own half, so that's one that to look out for on the highlight shows later in the weekend. Now, I'm going to quick look at the Premier League table. Of course, most of the action will take place tomorrow because of the European fixtures this week, including the Manchester Derby. So City are playing playing tomorrow, as are Liverpool in fourth and Aston Villa fifth. Newcastle are playing right now, just kicking off their match at Wolves. Brighton in seventh, also playing tomorrow. But Tottenham, who won at Palace last night, will go into November 2 points clear at the top. They will be delighted with that result, with winning 8 from 10 games so far. Arsenal right on their heels with a better goal difference, but 2 points back after their 5-0 thrashing of Sheffield United today. And at the bottom, Sheffield United looking doomed already at this stage. 9 defeats from 10 games, just 1 point with a goal difference of minus 22. Burnley lost as well today. They sit 19th on 4 points. Luton will be pleased with those two results. They stay 18th with 5. They play tomorrow, but they have got a tough one at Villa. Bournemouth, who had that brilliant win against Burnley, they go up to 17th on 6. And Everton face that trip to West Ham tomorrow. They are in 16th. Now, in the Championship, already it's looking like Leicester and Ipswich are running away with it at the moment. Leicester, 13 wins out of 14, top with 39 points. They've won the last 5 as well. Ipswich had to come from behind today to dig deep to beat Plymouth, who came up with them last year from League One. They have 34. They've also got a game in hand as well. Remember, they had a game called off due to Storm Babette last week. So they are very close to Leicester. Ipswich and, Leeds and Southampton both won today. They stay third, fourth, and Cardiff also won. So they will remain fifth. And Hull as well had a good win. In fact, the whole of the top 7 all won today. Sunderland as well making it up. Preston the only losers in the top 9 actually. West Brom play on Monday against struggling Coventry. At the bottom, Sheffield Wednesday only have the 3 points. They are adrift of 5 adrift of QPR, who've played a game more. They have 8 points. And Rotherham, who've got 2 games in hand on most of the teams, they are sitting on 9, but they are 5 adrift of Huddersfield in 21st, who themselves got a bit of a thrashing today, 4-1 at Leeds, and they were 4 down at half time. In League One, Portsmouth remain the only unbeaten team in League One, with a late win at struggling Reading. Oxford had to settle for a draw today, so they're now 6 points back, but they do have a game in hand. Bolton winners today, they sit third. Peterborough are the big winners today. They've gone point clear of Barnsley, who drew. They've gone up to fourth. Barnsley drew, so they dropped to fifth. And Stevenage had a win today. They're in sixth, and so Blackpool drop out of the playoffs now after that home defeat. At the bottom, Reading not looking good for them at all. They are 8 points adrift of the team in 20th in the outside the relegation drop zone, with 3 wins out of 14 fixtures. They've lost the last 5 as well. Cheltenham sit just above them. They've gone above them, actually. They were bottom this morning, so a bit of hope for them. They're on 8. Then it's Fleetwood, who picks up a good draw today, and Carlisle on 14. Next, we're going to look at League Two. Just waiting for that to come up. Here it is. Stockport County, big winners today, because second place Notts County were beaten by Wrexham. Notts and Wrexham both level on points on 30, 5 adrift of Stockport. But Notts County, actually goals scored, only one goal separates Notts County and Wrexham. Got the same goal difference, same points, but Notts have scored one goal more. Mansfield are still the only unbeaten team in League 2, but they still remain 6 points adrift of Stockport at the top. They do have a game in hand, though. They've won 7 fixtures. They have had a lot of draws, though. 8 draws out of 15 games. Crewe and Morecambe both won today to stay in the playoff zone. Accrington had a surprise defeat to a struggling Colchester. They sit 7th. And Gillingham, who've lost 3 of the last 4 now, they sit 8th. And at the bottom, Sutton United beaten again. Beat Sutton United won today, but they stay bottom. Tranmere keep above them on goal difference. They lost again today. Forest Green Rovers were the big winners today to move out of the drop zone. Have we heard yet from Jack Patmore? He was at New Lodge, and we have heard from Jack Patmore. Billericay were in action today in the FA Trophy, and they were playing Berrytown. And we will hear from him right now.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a 5-0 victory in the Isuzu FA Trophy first round over Bury Town. The second half was quite uneventful, but they almost added a fifth on the 50-minute mark as George Wynn's cross fell to Alfie Cerulli, but the former Braintree Town forward wasn't able to convert from close range. The Erismian and North Division visitors posed little threat throughout and were struggling to keep up with the Billericay pressure. Cerulli was again involved in their next chance as he saw his strike tipped away by the visiting keeper. Billericay added a fifth with 6 minutes remaining, courtesy of substitute Moses Emmanuel, who slammed home on the volley from Windcross. Finishes here, Billericay Town 5, Bury Town 0.
Yeah, good win for Billericay Town there, and they go into the hat for the second round draw, which is on Monday. And if I remember rightly, they broadcast it live on Talk Sport around about lunchtime on Monday. Right, so taking us up to the final ads of the day, we've got an oldie from Sugar Miner.
And when I'm close, I'm sure she raised me. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
I've got a couple of updates from some matches that were still going on or late kickoffs, etc. One in the Scottish Cup, which went to extra time. It finished Huntley 1, Forfar 4. And also Fraserburgh 1, Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic 2. And in the FA Trophy, there's a couple of penalty shootouts that hadn't concluded, but we've got them four times now. Walsall Wood beat Guiseley 6-5 on penalties after a 1-1 draw, and Harborough Town defeated Avro 3-0 on penalties. That followed a 0-0 draw, so we're up to date there. Late kickoffs that are now underway in the Premier League. Wolverhampton Wanderers and Newcastle United, 15 minutes in, that one is 0-0. And there was another one in the National League, York City FC Halifax Town, that one is underway and is also 0-0. Girls say you'll be there. So that's coming to the end of the Phoenix Sports Show with me, Andy Gardner, stand sitting in for John Chubb, who hopefully will be back on Saturday. He'll definitely be here on Thursday for the non-league hour. So summing up the day's activities then, headlines, Kane with a hat-trick for Bayern Munich, Bellingham last-minute winner for Real Madrid in El Clasico. Closer to home, Billericay Town through to the second round of the FA Trophy. Draw for Southend, a win for Colchester in League 2, second of the week. What else do we have? Hashtag hit for six. Brentwood win on the road at Boas and Pitsea. And Woodford Town stay top of the Essex Senior League. Got a couple of tracks before I head off. This one, I always have to play this on my show.
Miles have said that too.
Human League. That's me done for this special sports show. I'm going to hand you over to Mandy Cullen in a moment. Just one final score, which I forgot to give you, which is in the Cricket World Cup. And a win for the Netherlands. Remember, Australia pipped New Zealand earlier on in the day. Well, Netherlands have beaten Bangladesh quite comprehensively by 87 runs. So now you're fully up to date. And, of course, England beat Tonga in the three-match series in Rugby League today. Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to hand you over to Mandy now, our resident Coventry City fan. So I thought I'd... she's quite happy today because Coventry didn't play. And I'm going to leave you with this song for her. See you soon. I'm back here on Monday at 6 p.m.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.